Welcome to the James Mellon Podcast. I am Dr. James Mellon, and I am here to help you live your greatest life ever by living life to the fullest. What you're about to hear is one of my Sunday talks from our Celebrations of Love. I hope you enjoy it. In our treatment this morning, before service started, I said, our goal today is to get everybody high. And that everyone leaves here today high as a kite. Who's good with that? Woo! Okay. So the lyric, love lifts me higher. It's pretty simple, right? Your love keeps lifting me higher. That's what we're talking about. That's the whole point of this entire month. It's about finding that place in you that lifts you to the highest place you can get, and then operate from there by moving even higher. Because guess what? We all have an idea of how high we can go, and it's time to go there and then start contemplating how high can we go again, as opposed to ever coming back down. How would you like that?
Yeah.
Okay, Pete. Got it. So I want to start with this. Ernest Holmes says, we shall find a better God when we shall have arrived at a higher standard for man. This is in a 1927 book. And so what he's talking about is, when he's talking about God, he's talking about your level of consciousness. He talks about it in the next paragraph. He says, God, spirit, love is a level of consciousness. And our problem is that we don't understand how much of this we are. So he says, we shall find a better God, because we have turned God into really a very divisive word, yes? It's a divisive character. And we have made God the bad guy, the judge, the what's that called when you're the judge and the jury, all of it together. And then God tells us whether we're going to go to hell or to heaven. Or if you're Catholic, you can go to purgatory too. So there's so many different variations of what God is. But here's the thing. I love when he says, you're going to find a better God when you actually have a better standard for you. Because that's who you are. You are this thing. So he's saying it in 1927. It took him to 1958, I think, or 59, to actually say it clearer. When he said, it's finally time to just say this. I am not one with God. I am God. All of us are. We operate and we accumulate, and we are this very infinite field of pure love. But the question is, on that field, on that scale of pure love, how high do you put yourself? Do you let yourself look at all the things that you've done, maybe that, I mean, Karen, do you look at all those things you've done that are horrible in your life? I thought I'd pick the one person who's probably never done a horrible thing in her entire life. But some of us have. Not all of us can be Reverend Dr. Karen Oxrider. So we look at those things and we sometimes see ourselves as that. And what Ernest Holmes is saying, see yourself as God and watch how your life transforms. He says, we know that this is what we are. He's talking about God, spirit, love, that energy, the quantum field of creativity. This is what we are, because we could not be anything else. But we do not know how much of this we are. So this week, I had to send a test to one of my practitioner students to the Emerson Theological Institute, the test as well as her panel, to get her practitioner's license. And the head of the organization, the head of the education department, wrote me back and said, oh my God, I loved your test, because my test is a test that I created. She goes, I love your test, and I love the way you wrote back to your students, how you write them back and correct what they said, or even clarify something that you accepted, but you would like it a little clearer. She said, and I love where you said, this practitioner student, she wrote, one with God. She said, and I love that you jumped right on that and said, we are not one with God. We are God. And then she said, of course, God is one with us. And I was like, oh dear. Now I have to write to the head of the Emerson Institute and clarify. So I did. But we went back and forth for like 5-6 emails. And it was so cool because what we arrived at was, it was all just verbiage. It was just the words. She said, no, I didn't mean that because I said God is one with us. That's still not dualistic. I mean, all of God is who we are. I said, yes, that's exactly right. But as soon as you say with, there's something else. I am one with God. Okay, well, there's God, and here's me. I'm one with it. I'm not one with it. And that's what Ernest Holmes is talking about here. How much of God are you willing to be? That's the question this month. How high can you possibly get this month? How high can you elevate your mind, your consciousness? How high can you take these concepts, these principles, and live them out loud? How high on the chart of love only can you live? Every day, all day, no matter what. I love what Craig Lincoln said this morning during meditation. He started talking about thoughts or things. And as soon as he said that, and how many of you have ever heard the expression thoughts or things? Most of us have. Thoughts are things. Because your thoughts, whatever they are, the law takes and produces the equivalent in your world of form. So if thoughts are things, then everything you are thinking is creating something. Now, most of us think a lot of things during the day. And most of us live in a world of mixed messages where we are thinking rich, prosperous, opulence, and over here we're thinking lack. Bills, problems. And so the universe, can I give you these? So that the universe is saying, okay, because if the law is impersonal and is just going to give us whatever we give it, the law is sitting here, if it were a person, going like, oi, you say you're rich. If I were, no, I won't do it. You say you're rich, but you also say you're poor. So I'm going to have to give you a little bit of this, a little bit of that. Oh my God, it's the whole theme of that show. A little bit of this. Isn't that from Fiddler on the Roof? A pot, a pan, a broom, a hat. You can take the boy out of Broadway, but you can't take the Broadway out of the boy. So the world is giving you back whatever mixed message you put in it. So thoughts are things. And how much of your thought can stay at an elevated state produces a life at that elevated state. Every time we drop down to this side of the equation, all the relative facts, all the problems in my life, all the things I've done, we have just taken that elevated state down to this level, and now we're creating from here. That's the possibility. That's the capability. That's what we have, the infinite opportunity to create in our lives. So he also said this, we find that one should have faith in himself. For faith is based on immutable principle. Its action is higher than the intellect because it is born of intuition. I'm going to read it again because I know this is a heavy one. We find that one should have faith in himself. Let's just stop there for a second. Every single person here today, online, watching here, every single one of us should start realizing and have absolute faith in the power that we have, in who we are. Not who we are in this world, but who we are in reality, with a capital R, who we are in truth. So that's the beginning. We should have faith that I'm capable of doing and being and accomplishing and experiencing anything. How are we with that? Yes? Okay. Now, your faith may be growing. You may be still part of the caterpillar turn butterfly exercise. Faith is based on immutable principle. Here's the thing. You don't need to go find faith in order to have it. Faith is inherent. Did you, when you woke up this morning, did you have to start your breath work? Did you have to tell yourself to start breathing? Anybody wake up not breathing? No, you didn't wake up and go, oh, start breathing. No, because you have, anybody? Because you have faith that your breath will always come, don't you? That's an immutable faith that you have, that you will be breathing. Did you really say that, Pete? You said it's just a suggestion to breathe? No, it is absolutely what we do. And we have faith in it. We have faith that when we... Don't you have faith when you go to bed at night that you're going to wake up? Anybody not have faith that they're going to wake up the next day? No. Most of us really believe we are going to wake up the next day because we have an immutable faith in that. What if you took that same type of faith, that, as he says here, immutable principle, and applied it to who you are? I have absolute 100% faith that I am the infinite, that I am always creating at the highest level of my ability. And then he says, its action is higher than the intellect. Ah, that's where the problem comes in, because you also have an intellect. You also have a brain. You also have an ability to think opposite of who you are. Like people said here this morning, I can think this and I can also think this, because we have volition, we have choice. And since we have choice, we can think anything we want to think and therefore create exactly from it. What we can't do is think one thing and expect something else to show up. You can't think lack and expect prosperity. And yet I think we do that. We can't think hatred or just bitterness and expect love, because you're going to get whatever you're equal to. That's how this works. And he says, its action is higher than the intellect, because what we're doing this month, what I'd like you to do this month, is rise above. You know, it is the Christian celebration of Easter this season, and that's all about rising above whatever's going on in the relative world. Because there's a thing called intuition that is back of everything. There is that within you that knows, even if you don't, it knows. And when you operate from that place and you stop working it out here and you back it up and say, you know what? I'm just going to take a deep breath and I'm going to know that I know. And when that intuition starts moving through you, you have elevated yourself to a level of knowing that changes everything. The title of my talk today is Natural High. Because there is something in you, in your life, naturally, that is that place, that elevated state. It already exists. You don't have to go find it. You don't have to go searching for it. You just have to be willing to tap into it. So, elevate, raise to a more important or impressive level. How many of you would like to be more important? Two hands, good for you, right? How many of you would like to be more impressive in your life? Just for yourself, not even just for, I know you do, you're doing a whole course to be more impressive and more important, right? You have decided, Reverend Dr. Tiffany, you have decided that who you are in this world deserves an enormous stage, an enormous platform, that you have something that you want to tell the world, and you are unabashed in going out there and doing it. Yes?
Amen! Woo!
So, I think all of us want to be more important, more impressive within ourselves. And it's not about the ego. It's not. It's about elevating yourself to your natural high, to your natural state. I think we are the biggest, I think human race right now, for the most part, and this sounds like a real generalization, is one of the most underachieving group of people that we've ever noticed. Really. We've all taken so many opportunities to say why and yeah, but, and I kind of think I'm this, maybe, we'll see, and we're walking ourselves out of all of eternity. Isn't it time to actually lean into who we truly are? To really lean into who we truly are? Who wants to do that this month? Good. Okay, Steve, you don't want to do that? Steve's considering the options. I could give you the other options. Okay.
I'm living the other options.
Yes. You are living the other options. Yes.
Yes.
Right? Good. Do you want to live the other option?
Thinking about it.
Okay. You know what? It's funny, though. Thank you for doing that. But some people are more comfortable living the other option. It's comfortable. We're used to it. We're used to it. And you may think to yourself, my God, it would be exhausting to be Tiffany Milne. And it would be exhausting to be Tiffany. But it would be exhausting to do what she is contemplating on doing. She has an amazing job. She has an amazing family. She has everything she could possibly need, except something in her that needs to be fulfilled at a higher level, right? I don't know how I turned you into this whole talk, but there you go. So this is the quote you used this morning for meditation. I know of no more encouraging fact than the unquestionable ability of man to elevate his life by conscious endeavor. You know what that means? It means you have to wake up and consciously decide what you want your life to be. Two of the guys yesterday at, I did my service last night in Palm Springs, and there were two guys there, and I used this quote last night, but we also had a different theme going on last night, which was Yes, the Amy Steinberg song, Yes. And when service was over, they went to the back of the room and signed up for everything we were doing in Palm Springs. And I said, oh my God, you're signing up for everything. Yes, I realized. And they were like, I realized that I don't say yes enough. I say no. And when I do say yes, I love it. And then I go back to saying no. So I'm just going to say yes to everything. Even if it feels uncomfortable, I'm going to say yes because I want to experience more of who I am. And what's our theme this year?
More.
Be the more in.
24.
Don't wait till 25 because that theme is going to be taking a dive. For those of you that didn't do the more in 24. Okay. Another Henry David Thoreau quote. I believe it is in my power to elevate myself this very hour above the common level of my life. So I want you to look at the words, this very hour. We're in here generally an hour, depending on how long I decide to talk, right? So this hour, this very hour, I believe it is in my power to elevate myself this very hour. So you're going to do it?
Yes.
You just have to decide, right?
Yes.
Yeah, absolutely. You just have to say to yourself, you know what? I've mulled it over. I've given it some thought, and I'm choosing the other option. I'm moving to this side of Fiddler on the Roof, not this side, right? So this very hour, to rise above my common level of life. Now, I don't want to look at any of you and say, you're all living a common level of life. Except that I believe I'm on some plane of action living a common level of life. Because if I really, really knew who I was, there would be no moments where I drop down, where I de-elevate. Is that a word? You know what I mean. So how many of you would like to move even just a few steps out of your comfort zone into a more exciting life, right? Good, that was great, Amy. That hand went up so fast. A more exciting life, a more interesting life. And it does require you to say yes more. And sometimes it requires you to say no, right, Kevin? Kevin wrote me a letter once that said, a long letter about, because he thought I was overextending myself in my early ministry and that people were running me ragged. Anybody, ministers, realize that that happens. And he said, you know, James, sometimes saying no to someone is saying yes to yourself.
Yes.
And I remember reading that and going, he is so right so much of the time, but I can't let him know that. So I'm just going to quietly put it in my book and read it now and then. But he was right. And I just had to, and I've said that so many times to people now, I let people know. I've said that to you. Saying no is a yes to you sometimes.
As long as I don't say no to you.
You can't say no to me. Right. Right. True. Yeah, I have to think about that. No, I think I said it to you when you did say no to me. And I was like, oh, you know what? Saying no to me is a yes to you. I get that. And I'll rethink it. So, So my last quote, Gertrude Stein. She says, everybody gets so much information all day long that they lose their common sense. They listen so much that they forget to be natural. So here's what I'd like to ask you to do for the month. Take the time this month, However you do it, some people do it through meditation, some people do it. I forget everything when we all get up here to sing on Sunday mornings. I just, everything goes out except the vibration, the music, and it's so much fun. And I think you all do too, especially with a song like we just did, like Carol just said. Can we give it up for Carol again? Woo! But just imagine her standing there and walking the stage like a Giselle, just this really saying, your love keeps lifting me higher and higher. Whatever it takes you to get to that place, do it more this month. Take the time to do it more, to spend more time in contemplation, not in thinking, and certainly not. We are in a world of so much information, and I'm guilty of it too. I have the news stations on way too much. It's not going to change it. It's going to just do what it does. But if I got to that place, that highest elevated place of knowing, and I stayed there, the ripples that would happen from what I knew are far greater than me diving down into the cesspool of information and just letting myself whirl around in it. So that's my suggestion for the month. Because you know what? Every single person in this room, every single person online that is listening to me today is far greater, far more powerful than anything they could ever imagine, anything any of us could ever imagine. And the things in our lives that we want to change, the things in our lives that we want to let go of, we want to be done with, we have the power to do that. It just takes decision for you to say, I'm ready. I'm ready to take a higher path. I'm ready to elevate my mind to the highest level possible, and I'm willing to stay there. You may be challenged. You may find it hard. You may be drawn back to old behaviors, things that you've been doing time and time again, to those neural pathways and those habits that do not serve you. But when you are pulled back, remind yourself who you are. Because when you are very clear about who you are, none of that has the power to take you anywhere. But when you elevate to who you truly are, you have the power to take yourself somewhere amazing. And that's what we're doing this month. Namaste. Thank you for listening to this week's episode of the James Mellon Podcast. If you enjoyed this episode, please consider subscribing to the show. That way, you'll be sure to receive every new episode. And if you want to reach out and talk to me, you can always find me at my website, jamesmellon.org. Thanks again, and I will see you next time.